Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andy Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom takes first base on ball four. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lindstrom moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford takes first base on ball four. Lindstrom moves to third. Ott moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hogan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hogan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott takes first base on ball four. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcott. The throw from Hogan and he is safe. Heathcott steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hogan moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Lindstrom scores. Terry scores. Ott moves to third. It's 5-0, Giants. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Ott scores. Crawford moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hogan is walked intentionally. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Blake covering, for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindstrom takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Bill McCaffey now pitching. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Crawford moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crawford moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Crawford scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Giants. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Giants. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Giants. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-0, Giants. Bud Teachout now pitching. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heathcote hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kyler. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Grimm picks up the ball and throws it to Hartnett, who tags the runner out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Benton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Hogan moves to second. It's 14 to nothing, Giants. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Crawford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heathcott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-1, Giants. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-4, Giants. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 0 for 1 in the game. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hogan hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Benton takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Benton moves to second. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Giants. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-6, Giants. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-7, Giants. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett strikes out. The ball gets by Hogan. He chases the ball to the backstop. Hartnett moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Beck hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 14-9, Giants. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Teachout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 9. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Ott strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reese. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. Heathcote moves to second. It's 14-10, Giants. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Heathcote moves to third. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 10. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Teach out covering, for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reese. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Beck strikes out. 1 out. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Bud Teach out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 14-11, Giants. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 14-12, Giants. Joe Genewich now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crawford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 12. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.